We are up to Simin Shin Pei, and we'll be doing the first three Sifim. Sif Aleph Echad Mibnei Achotzer Sheshachach Velo Iriv Imo Acherim. You had a chotzer with lots of houses open to it. All the houses chipped into an Erev, except for one. The Mechaber says he was Shachach. What he means is even Shachach, even though he only forgot. Oser Alehim. So he asers on all of them. This is a chotzer she'ena moreves. You can carry in it, but you cannot carry to or from it, from the bottom to the chotzer, or from the chotzer to the bottom. Matakantam, what do you do? Yivat Alehim Rishuso. What he has to do is he has to go and be mevatel his reshus for carrying in the chatzer to them. He's giving up his independent right to carry there. Sheyomer, he should use one of the following lashonis: reshusi mevutelas lachem. Either he should say, "My reshus is bottled to yours," excuse me, "O knuya lachem," or "I'm being maknit to you." You don't have to make a kinyan chalipin. An actual kinyan you don't need, because what this is a siluk. He is removing himself. Not only that, but you can even do a bittel on Shabbos itself, because it's not a kinyan. Not only that, the Bir Halacha points out, the regular halacha that we have in Erev, and that all is dependent on your state when Shabbos comes in, that's only with regard to Erev. With regard to bittel, the Metzius is once you're bittel, you're not there. Vimdor im dalid ohei, if say there are another four or five inhabitants there, tzarech levatel l'chol echad v'echad, you have to approach each one of them and say, "I'm avatel my reshus to you." Shiomer reshusim uvatelas l'cha ulacha. V'yashomim shaday shiomer reshusim uvatelas l'kulchem. Some say that it's enough to generalize, include everybody, and say, "My reshus is battle to all of you." Now, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas is, since we know that in Kala Torah Kula Rubo Kekulo, we are choshish, according to the first Lashon, we are choshish that if he says Kulchem, his kavana really was Rubchem. And since if there's anybody left, the Erev is still possible, he would have to specify you and you and you and you and you. Whereas the Yeshomim is Mekel. How do we paskin? Lemaisa, the Mishtabura comes out that the halacha is like the Yeshomer. Vimbitl reshuso stam. If he's mevatel his reshus stam, he just says, "I'm mevatel my reshus." Lo bitl elo reshusha sheyesh lo b'chotzer. We translate that to mean he's only mevatel the reshus that he has in the chotzer. But not, he was never mevatel the reshus he had in his bayis. Hilkach. Hey mutarim lohotzimi bateyam lechotzer v'gam hu. They're all mutter to carry from everyone else's house into the chatzar. Them, because they were ma'arev. Him, because he then becomes like a guest. Whereas neither they nor he can carry out of his house into the chatzar. Some hold that you have to lock the door. So that you don't forget yourself and carry out be'isr. V'lo yiftechenu l'ksherot salotzes v'lovo v'inalena miyanach artzeiso uvo. You should make sure to only open it as you come and go and lock it immediately. This way you won't forget. Lemaisa, the Mishtabura says that the Shas Adchak, you can be makel even if you don't lock it. Now, before we learned the halacha that you have to be mevatel to everybody separately. The Mishneh Berurah said in the Bir Halacha, he brings an interesting halacha. What happens if one of them didn't want to make an Erev, but he wanted to be Mevatel his Rishus? He was Mevatel his Rishus to one person on Friday, an Erev Shabbos. Then they went and made an Erev. The Rishus that he was Mevatel to one person was now included in the Erev. So now there's no problem. So even though he was only Mevatel to one, since it was an Erev Shabbos, it's all right. Siv Beis. In bitolem gam reshus beso mutarn beinu beinheim lotzi lechotzumi beso bemi bateim. If he explicitly was mevatel, not only his reshus in the chotzer but also his reshus in his house, then everyone's allowed to carry, including him, from his house into the chotzer. Siv gimel, Im eino rotzel levatel emrishuso el alaskiro. What happens if he says, I don't want to be mavatel, but I will glad you rent you my rishus? Yesh omim shemol kamo bitl v'yesh omim she'enamol. We have a machlokis whether or not that works. Meaning, where chazal metaken schiris only will see when you're dealing with a non-Jew, or even when you're dealing with a Jew. Now, l'halacha, many say that really chazal were metaken schiris. It's no worse than bitl rishus. The only problem is that schiris on Shabbos is aser. Which means that if you did schiris before Shabbos, that'll be good. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin like it.